I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. So, what is going on in Libya? Fighting in the streets this week, some of the worst violence in Tripoli since the revolution that ousted Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. And just a few days ago, gunmen stormed into parliament, forcing the government to suspend its work. It just seems like the place is about to blow up. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the Obama administration is asking everyone in Libya to keep calm.
We are continuing to call on all parties to refrain from violence and to seek resolution through peaceful means. There are a range of mechanisms to do that through the international community, and we're focused on helping to resolve the differences.
But many Libyans don't see an end to the violence, and they fled to neighboring Tunisia. Officials there say up to 500,000 Libyans live in Tunisia now, and many feel trapped. Marine Olivezi has our story.
Abu Ahmed and his 8 children moved to Hammamet 2 summers ago. The seaside town is known among Libyans for its sandy beaches, luxury hotels, and wild nightclubs. But Abu Ahmed says he just came here for his family to be safe. Abu Ahmed was a butcher in Zliten, a small town in western Libya. He says in August 2012, an Islamist militia took advantage of Libya's instability and overran the town. He shows me a video from that night. Abu Ahmed and his family fled to Tunisia right after the attack. He says what's especially frustrating is that just a month earlier, he'd voted in Libya's first free elections. Abu Ahmed and a Libyan friend break into a nervous laugh. I cast my ballot, Abu Ahmed says, and then it's like they took my voice away and forced me out of Libya. Tunisia hosted tens of thousands of war refugees during the uprising. They were generally in favor of the revolution, and after Gaddafi was killed, they went back. But then another wave of Libyan exiles arrived, those fleeing the chaos, like Abu Ahmed, and the pro-Gaddafi Libyans, who were terrified about their fate in the new Libya.
It doesn't matter if they like Gaddafi or not. It doesn't matter for me. All of them Libyan. All of them Libyan. All of them my family.
Fouad Tegbali runs a charity foundation for Libyans in Tunisia. He says he's helping all the Libyans in need, and so should Libya's new authorities. Instead, they're ruling the country with the same old with us or against us mentality as before.
In the time with Gaddafi, we cannot say Gaddafi is wrong. And now you make the same mistake. If you someone you like Gaddafi, has to change. Why not? You like Gaddafi? It's okay. Make political group without guns, without hate, without nothing. You like Gaddafi? Welcome. It's your land. Free speech. This is the democracy. That's why we make revolution.
In Libya's new penal code, any criticism of the revolution or insult to the Libyan state or flag can put you in jail. But with militias ruling the streets, it sometimes takes even less than that to get in trouble. Another man, Ahmed, says he was accused of being pro-Gaddafi just because his grocery store was in the wrong spot. And so he fled, too.
I was just a civilian, but my shop was right next to a military base. Once rebels reached Tripoli, they stormed the base, came to my store, and accused me of selling food to the army. It was a grocery store. Of course I sold food to them. I sold food to everybody. But in their eyes, I had aided and abetted the enemy. They burnt down my shop, then my house. I had to leave and took my family here.
Ahmed has no job in Tunisia and little savings left after nearly 3 years in exile. Last month, a group of Libyan officials came to Tunis and promised refugees like him they'd be safe if they were to move back. Ahmed says the officials can't even protect themselves, so what could they possibly do for him?
Libya, up until this moment, it's not a state. It's a state in name only, run by militias. If you're going back, you're going back to death. Every day in Libya, there's more killings, more kidnappings. How can they tell us to come back and promise to protect us? Militias have managed to kidnap the Jordanian ambassador, even the prime minister. So how couldn't they kidnap and hurt regular citizens like us?
Ahmed says he's lost hope he'll ever be able to go back. And he actually can't go anywhere else. A few months ago, his passport expired. Libyans in Tunisia have to travel to Tripoli to get it renewed. Stateless, Ahmed says. That's what we've become. For The World, I'm Marine Olivezi in Hammamet, Tunisia.